407-278-5939. Try to call in, and maybe Newell won't hang up on you.
Maybe I'll hang up on you.
I'll let you know. So,
hey, Mike, Scopa, you want to host tonight?
host?
I can make it happen.
That means I get a raise.
I can make it happen.
Yeah, we have another caller, though. 973, what is that, Jersey?
Yes, it is. This is Dave. I'm from a website called Mouse Extra. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Dave.
Dave, how's it going?
Dave's website. Let me tell you, Dave, can I plug your website for a second?
I'm sorry?
Can I plug your website for a second?
I just did that.
Well, I know. No. Let me give you an endorsement. That's what it is. Dave's website.
Please.
Great blog. If you need something to read and you're bored at work, great website.
If you have nothing else to do.
Well, that's why I do it.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, actually, you know what? On the boards recently, on the mgmstudios.org board, we've been talking nice. About some issue about going down to Star Wars weekend.
Yep.
And I have a quick question that maybe Len can answer about this.
I'll give it a shot.
Now, they haven't announced when the dates are going to be yet, but when they do, they're only going to give about 90 days notice. And for somebody like me, that makes me very nervous about trying to get a decent deal down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you guys have talked at least Len has talked quite a bit about some of the hotels that are over by downtown Disney that I've never actually been in or have gone to before. Now, if it's a Friday or a Saturday, early June, late May, whenever it might be,
right.
Do you think any of those kind of deals that you talk about would still apply to a place like that, or would you just as easily get the Scopa Towers for the same price at that point?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have an annual pass, Dave?
Yes, I do.
All right. So here's the deal. A couple things that we're looking at for the 2008 edition of the guide is to figure out when Disney traditionally offers annual pass discounts, and then when they do, what the rates are. It turns out that for 2005 and 2006, they're offering discounts on value and moderate resorts almost the entire year except for the last 2 weeks of December. So there'll probably be an AP discount in June. There's also almost always good deals to be found at the downtown Disney resorts at places like the Buena Vista Palace, whatever, or it's a Wyndham now, whatever the hell they call it. And and you'll always find a good deal on mousesavers.com for the Hotel Royal Plaza. Of the two, kind of like the Buena Vista Palace, just slightly better than the Royal Plaza, only because sometimes you can get a $99 rate per night at the Buena Vista Palace online. It's an internet-only rate if you book in advance.
Right.
I think the rooms are a little bit better than the than the Hotel Royal Plaza. Now, we'll say that the service is much better at the Hotel Royal Plaza simply because they've retained their staff for, like, the last 20 years or whatever. They don't,
they
don't have any... Good.
Do they offer any transportation at all to the parks?
Yeah, they've all got buses, but I think you'll find a car more convenient.
Than the Disney buses.
It's not a Disney bus. It's a separate, like, Mears... Is it Mears, guys, that runs...
No, it's a separate. I don't know if it's operated by Mears, but they have their own little downtown Disney buses that they're very distinguishable. They're like yellow, and they stay downtown Disney hotels, and they pick you up in the parking lots of the resorts of the parks,
really?
Rather. Yep.
Really?
So it's a little bit. The downtown Disney buses are slightly worse than the Disney, buses, but they're better than any of the off-site buses for sure.
Slightly worse in what manner? What do you mean?
In terms of how frequently they
come.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Now, I haven't been to Star Wars Weekend since 2001, and that was the last time I've been to one. I just simply don't like going at times that are so close to the being in season.
Right.
Because I just can't get on all the things I need to get at, and now that I'm working on the website, I can't get to things that I want to take pictures of and stuff. The whole reason. But
right.
What kind of crowds, what kind of effect do the weekends have on the crowds there? Because we were down there, just happened to be down for Super Soap Weekend, and let me tell you, it turned the whole Disney World into
a
nightmare.
For Star Wars weekends, I mean, I'll talk about what I know, which is the studios. There will be significantly more people there than know, obviously regular days. And it also depends which weekend you hit it, on which dates. June is very much more crowded than May is ever going to be, which is why I like always going down in May and why I'm hoping for May. However, that being said, regardless of any special event, whether it's Super Soap Weekend or Star Wars Weekend, the weights are really the same for the normal attractions. Like Tower of Terror has a normal weight throughout the rest of the day. In fact, it might be even a little less than it might usually be.
Right.
The crowds that are all there for the events, they all go towards the special event stuff. So, I mean, the park, maybe there'll be more people in the park, but the waits for non-event attractions are going to be probably about the same, if not a little bit less.
Really?
Yeah. People are there. I mean, it's hard to believe, but it really is the case. I mean, I remember I was there for Star Wars Weekend last year, the year before that, and it was just like, you know, someone was like, oh, I just rode Tower of Terror, and there was like a 10-minute wait or whatever it is, because, you know, who wants to ride that? If you're going there, you want to go do the special event stuff.
Right.
And that time also seems to be right sort of at a cutoff time. Does it get significantly harder to get room rates and to get plane fare after Memorial Day weekend, or is there still like a couple-week window there where...
Now, it gets, after Memorial Day weekend, you begin in summer season. And from then on, you know, people are starting to get off from work before Memorial Day. You're still got, you know, people are still in school. It's a little bit easier to get. I remember 2 years ago, I got, you know, one of those $49 ding fares on Southwest, you know, from up in Connecticut. So it's a lot easier before Memorial Day.
And still no word on when this might be happening, huh?
Nope. I'm hearing every date between April and June now, so I'm waiting for the word.
Now, they were a lot of things I hear people, especially on the MGM Studios board, have mentioned a few times about a celebration, which I'm assuming is some sort of Star Wars thing that may disrupt the scheduling, correct?
Yeah, Celebration is not the town over by Disney. It's the name of the event that they're doing. George Lucas holds. It's an official event over in California, and because it's occurring Memorial Day weekend, I believe, this year. That's why there's all this, you know, it's not happening this year. It is happening this year. So that's why there's all this hoopla about it, because there's speculation that it could not be happening, or it might be happening in June only. So that's what that event is over there.
And how long would that go on for? How long Celebration?
Oh, that's just a weekend.
2 months.
Okay. 2 months.
Just kidding.
Well, listen, guys, I love your show. I'm an avid reader of all your stuff, and I appreciate you answering the questions.
Cool.
Thanks
so much.
Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. Wow, that was fast, Newell.
I'm trying to make up for before.
Hi, who are we speaking with? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Bridget.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
Go Steelers.
Go Steelers.
Remember, you should have remembered me from a while ago.
Yes, we do. We remember you.
See, I just said go Steelers.
What can we do for you tonight, Bridget?
Definitely, my mom just wanted me to call in.
The mom is using the kid. Excellent. Thanks for calling in, Bridget. Saying hi.
Guess what last month was?
What was last month?
What was last month?
My birthday.
How old are
How
you?
Old are you?
Nine.
Seven. Okay. 22.
22. 48. Is this Sharon Stone?
Are you driving now?
But, you know.
Yeah. Are you driving now, Bridget?
No.
No, you're not driving?
No.
Oh, okay. You never know.
I'm going back to Disney World again.
No way.
Again?
Uh-huh.
When?
Can I interest you in a guidebook?
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Bridget.
So much for the guidebook.
you had her at the guidebook line.
I know. Pushed it too hard. Too hard, too fast.
Too hard of a sell.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Well, Bridget just wanted to call in. She was quick to say, oh, it's after 7. Let's call. So there you go.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, we have nothing. We went in September. We had a great time. We're going back again in September.
All right. Punching out.
Awesome.
All right.
All right, bye.
Thanks, Amy.
See ya.
407-278-5939. And we have another call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Todd.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Hey, Todd.
Where are you from?
Hey, Lafayette, Louisiana.
Indiana. What can we do for you tonight?
I was just calling to just make a couple comments. First question, though, was on the new Toy Story Mania that they just recently introduced this week. When is that supposed to be open? In 2007 or 2008?
2008.
2008?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I also miss the Millionaire. Also, we never really got in the hot seat, but we always liked to go and try.
Yeah, it was fun.
I didn't love it. I gotta say.
Uh oh.
Do you keep your soul in a box?
I keep my soul in a box. it just never did anything at all for me.
The home
I'm
version.
Sorry.
The home version.
The home version.
My comment was that we went recently to Walt Disney World for Thanksgiving, and my family, my dad, and my fiance, we won a million Dream Fast Passes for
Magic. Really
cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it was real neat. We got off of Big Thunder Mountain, and were lucky enough they were giving them away to like about 10 or 15 people that were getting off the ride one morning.
Wow, that's great.
Cool.
Yeah, and there was another thing about the Dream Fast Passes, or just the year of a million dreams in general. I heard that some people were filling out like a questionnaire maybe, or a form or something, and they were receiving like dream ears, or they were receiving prizes in the mail at their homes. Have y'all heard about this?
Yeah, if you enter in the mail.
Okay. I was just curious where that came from. I was hearing people on Diz boards and places like that were receiving stuff in the mail, and I wasn't sure how you wanted
yeah.
to think.
No,
yeah,
it's
in fact,
just,
you,
go ahead. Go ahead, Lon.
Yeah, so you can win twice. You can win more than once through the mail too, which is very interesting.
Well, great. Well, enjoy the show. I listen every week.
Cool. Thanks,
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Go Colts.
Go Colts. That's right, actually, yeah.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye.
We have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Kim from Pittsburgh.
Go
hey,
Steelers.
Kim.
Go
Steelers.
Hey. I wanted to say it was nice meeting all you guys at MouseFest. I had a wonderful time.
Absolutely. Yeah, Robert, we have to tell a quick story. Kim comes up to our table, and, you know, oh, I'm Kim. And, you know, we met, like, I don't know, dozens of people already that day, so it didn't really click. And then she says, from Pittsburgh? And then yep. We're like, oh, go Steelers.
Wasn't too good of a year this year, but next year.
Yeah. That's all right.
My closest year.
I mean, Tomlin is cleaning house. It looks like he has some new coaches in that are motivated to win the sixth.
Yeah, it does look interesting, so keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
I did hear you. I joined a little late. I thought you were starting at 8, but I missed that. Missed the first half hour or so. I'm one of the people that's getting a little peeved with the delay in announcing of Star Wars Weekends.
Welcome to the club.
I mean, I understand celebration, and I know that there's so much that they have to plan and everything, but I'm just, I mean, I've got to make hotel reservations. I got to make plane reservations, but I can't do that till they announce.
Well, Kim, in Disney's defense, the 2006 dates came out in obviously in January, but in years past, the dates usually came out in February.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So this is actually last year was the exception. But usually the dates come out in February. So it's not really out of the realm of possibilities for them to come out fairly soon. I would suspect if we don't get them by mid-February, February 15th, then I would start, you know, getting like, all right, well. Concerned and also peeved, because if they do come out, then it's just like, well, what's taking so long? So
it's just that, in particular, for like ADRs that table service at the more popular table services, I mean, we're well within the 6 months.
Oh yeah,
if it falls in May,
can you make like primary and secondary reservations and just cancel?
To be honest, that's what my friend and I were planning on doing. We were going to do a kind of like I'd make one set, she'd make another set for guessing on the dates. Because
yeah, it's like
they
a
go
carpet
with,
bombing.
Yeah.
Carpet bombing. ADR carpet bombing. Nice.
One of us will make it for the traditional like week after Mother's Day and that sort of thing. And then the other one of, and then we'll make it for like the first week in June. And it's like my big problem is our original plan was kind of like do 10 days. And I could do that as long as it was not involving Memorial Day week. But I work at a place where you pick your vacation by seniority, and
oh, really?
Oh.
And I'm kind of, and while I'm not at the bottom of the rung, it's still, I'm not going to get Memorial Day week, so that kind of messes up the fact that I'm not going to probably get 10 days at Disney like I wanted to, because, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but I've been fighting cancer and all of that, and chemo's finished, first CAT scan came back clear, and
congratulations.
Awesome.
I have my follow-up surgery in a couple of weeks, and by the time Disney comes around, I'll be healthy and whole and just looking for celebrating life and all of that. And that was the big thing with this upcoming trip.
Great.
But it's like, they're messing me up here.
I know, really.
I know. It really is.
Rats. Yeah. So, Hushberg, what are you going to know something?
Well, when I get something. I mean, there's been such...
I popped on your site the other day, and then I saw Super Soap Weekend and Osborne Lights, and like, I know Disney controls that completely, and they don't have the control for the Star Wars that they're depending on Lucas, but it's kind of like, oh, come on, guys, you're announcing stuff in November, and I still don't have anything for May or June?
Yeah, they have the dates for Osborne Lights and Super Soap Weekend already for this year, but Star Wars weekend is just, you know, just absent for whatever reason it is, so...
You know what?
I know it's Celebration that's messing things up.
Oh, absolutely! And, there's no question about that.
And it's I went the first summer. I was there for the first movie, so it's been a while.
Well, it's a lot of fun. So I hope they just announce it, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for May.
Yeah. Is Scopa there? I haven't heard.
He fell asleep. It's past his bedtime.
Best bedtime. Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing his Jared Hall update.
I'm here. I was on mute.
What?
What can I do for you?
I just want to tell you, I had my first Dole Whip in December, and I enjoyed it. Yeah. I'm not a big pineapple fan, but I got a twist. So I had a little bit of pineapple, had a little bit of the vanilla. I did have my first Dole Whip, even though this was like my fourth trip to Disney. Never hit a low aisle before.
Were you at the Dole Whip meet, Kim?
Yeah, I was at the Dole Whip meet, yes.
Is that when you had it?
Yes. Oh. I had it at the Dole Whip meet, and I must say, because of my chemo and I was a little tired, I did have a scooter, and people talk about getting looks if you have like an invisible disability, which I have had.
Who cares what other people think?
Nobody. I mean, people were holding doors for me. I mean, I was going through an animal kingdom. When you're going through Asia, and like the tiger jungle trek and all of that, and I was avoiding the bats. And I mean, people just held doors for me, like held those chain things in the bird place. I did not have a bit of trouble, and everybody was just wonderful. And
well, you know, during Mouse Fest, Kim, you're going to get a lot of people down there who get it, as they say. And I think that probably, you know, contributed to that.
I'm sure. But it's just like, even like, because I was there, like when I was at Animal Kingdom, it was like the week before Mouse Fest. I was there. Well, there were still people on the cruise and such. And it's just, I did not look, and like, I had one cranky person, and that was a cast member on the monorail. And he was the only cranky person. Every other bus driver with me, I'm not great at backing up when I have a rear view mirror and an aiming point. For me, it's my driveway and the little, on my SUV, the little, the backup light. And I aim for my driveway when I pack my car for when I go camping or whatever. And I have a rear view mirror. But these things, unfortunately, don't have rear view mirrors. But everybody was just so nice. And getting me set in the boxes and everything.
Great.
I cannot commend the Disney transportation people more highly than putting up with somebody who's new to one of those scooters and is not great at backing up. I looked forward to the buses that didn't have the lifts, that had the actual ramps on them that I could actually drive on forward.
Well, but, hopefully they'll work those in there. eventually, you know.
Yeah, that's but cool. I'm looking forward to getting myself back in shape because this is going to be a walking trip this time. And but just wanted to hopefully hear if you had anything, which unfortunately you don't, Matt. But
no,
just
sorry.
Express my.
Sorry. If I had it, I would post it. I wouldn't save it for just the live show.
Oh, know? I know. I didn't know if you'd heard any vague rumors that you might be able to talk about but not post officially.
No, I haven't heard nothing. I got nothing. Punching
okay.
out.
I got nothing. I got nothing.
I bring nothing.
Well,
thanks, Kim.
Listen to the rest of the show, and you guys have a good evening.
Thanks, Kim.
Thanks, Kim.
Okay. Bye, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
407-278-5939. And we have another call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Phil DeRusha calling from White Plains, New York. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil. Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Listen, I just wanted to call and thank you guys for all the tips that you've given me. We just got back from Disney World. We were down there from the 4th to the 14th. Ooh. And I used some of the tips, and the trip was fantastic.
I didn't see you down there, Phil.
Yeah, Mike, I was looking for you. I was wearing my WDW Today hat while I was doing half marathon, but never saw you.
Which oh, how'd you do? You win?
What was that?
How did you do, and which wave were you in when you started the race?
Well, that was the problem. We were in the third wave. It's the first time we've ever done this.
Okay.
I mean, it was fine for me because I walked majority of it. I got some really nasty blisters on my foot, so it took me a while. My wife was pretty upset, though. She didn't do as well as she was hoping because she spent a lot of time running on the grass trying to get around people.
The course this year was much different than last year and the year before, because what they had done is they had taken a large portion of the course and they actually cut it in half because there was some backtracking going on. And I'll tell you, speaking for someone who was looking at his feet very much, I was very, very wary about running on the grass, especially for the first 15 or 20 minutes when it was really dark out there. So I can understand how frustrated you were.
What wave were you in?
I was in wave C because I had a little issue last year with my ankle, so I finished kind of late.
Yeah,
so
I heard.
But wave C, I was passing wave B people left and right. So
But that was really the only thing that she was upset about. I tell you though, it was incredible waiting in line to start the race with those thousands of people in front of you and those thousands of people behind you.
It was quite a scene.
That is something I'll definitely never forget.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks for calling in, Phil.
And I also wanted to mention a couple of the other things that we did while we were down there.
Sure.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever parasailed.
No, did you try that?
No, I value my life.
I didn't do it. I basically chickened out, but the rest of my family did.
And what did they think?
My son took a disposable camera. And he took some photos, and oh my God!
I have to take
in
disposable
photos,
underwear. But go ahead.
when you see those photos, I got to give them a lot of credit for going up there.
Are they good?
For miles.
Excellent.
Yeah. I mean, if you want, I put them on Image Station. I can send you the link so you can see some of them. They were incredible.
Yeah, post them in the show notes in the comment section.
And we also rented a pontoon boat over at Old Key West. And we took that into the marketplace, and we took it over to Port Orleans, French Quarter, and Riverside. We took about an hour ride on that.
Nice.
That's gotta be fun.
Yeah. No, we had a good time. So again, another thing that I did before we left, I took Mike Scopa's advice, and I put a lot of the phone numbers for the restaurants in my cell phone. And one day we were sitting at the Magic Kingdom trying to figure out where we were going to have dinner, and I just took out my cell phone, and, of course, there was nothing available. So I remembered what you had said about the restaurant Marrakesh and Nine Dragons, and we had dinner at restaurant Marrakesh.
Yeah, it's always great availability at restaurant Marrakesh over there.
And the food wasn't really that bad.
I like it. I like it. I think, you know, just, you got to, just, you know, open yourself up for it. You know, try something new, and I think you'll like it. I like it a lot.
I actually ate there the night before the marathon, the half marathon.
It wasn't bad at all. Another thing too, we arrived on Thursday. That Friday we went to Epcot, and while we were waiting online to go on to Soarin', we were given a Dream Fast Pass.
Oh, cool!
Congratulations!
Nice trip, Phil. Nice.
Yeah. Oh,
we appreciate you calling in and sharing it with us.
Yeah, we had a blast. So, again, thanks, guys. Keep up the good work, and I'm definitely going to keep listening.
Thanks, Phil.
Cool. Thanks, Phil. We are, too.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye. Got another call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yes, my name is Thad from Indiana.
Go Colts. What's your name, sir?
Thad?
It's Thad, yes.
Thad, go Colts.
Chad.
Two questions in reference to one of them in reference to early magic hours.
Sure.
Or in this case, Dramatic. The late magic hours. I'm scheduled to be in Disney World in March, and the calendar says the Magic Kingdom closes at 11.
Mm-hmm.
Do the extra magic hours go the 3 hours after 11?
Yes.
Yes.
So I could be at the Magic Kingdom till 1.
Yep.
Okay. 11, 12, 12. No, you actually till 2.
2.
2 if it's 11, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And then here's another question, and I know this has been answered on other shows, but I don't quite remember. I believe Glenn always talks in reference. I'm staying at the Scopa Towers.
Cool.
And for room requests, I've heard Len say you should call the resort 4 or 5 days before arrival after they've been transferred from central reservation. Is that
right?
That's correct.
Yeah, no more faxing. It's best to call.
Okay.
Yeah, you want
how many days out?
3, 4.
From my arrival, should I call the resort directly?
Four.
Five is usually. I don't know if they do it like at the beginning of day five or at the end of day five, when they actually transfer the reservation over from Central, from CRO over to.
I would call 1 o'clock on day four. That's when.
Yeah, I would call. Yeah, I would call around either late morning or early afternoon of day four because by then everyone has it.
Okay, I really do enjoy the podcast and thanks for all the information.
Oh, cool! Thanks so much. Good luck with the reservation. Let us know how that works out.
All right, thanks.
407-278-5939. Give us a call. We'll put you through.
Mm-hmm.
We've been having a lot of calls, and we're just at hour one, just concluded. So we've got a whole another hour left to go, and a lot of calls, a lot of great calls. Talking to some of our listeners, always fun. I see a Nutmegger has called in.
Who?
Connecticut.
Oh, a Nutmegger.
Oh. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
Matt. North Haven.
North Haven. Oh, I know you. How's it going?
I talked to you before, Matt.
Absolutely. What can we do for you tonight?
I was looking. I got the new Disney Vacation DVD, and three of the hotels, I like them more than the others, and I just wanted to get your opinion on which one you would choose from.
Sure.
Port Orleans, Riverside, Animal Kingdom Lodge, and Coronado Springs.
Ooh, well, how much of a factor is money for you?
I actually like to put it aside for now, just like the qualities of it.
Well, Animal Kingdom Lodge is technically a deluxe resort, although I think Len calls it a glorified moderate resort.
Moderate, yep.
I'll give my opinion, and then Len and Scopa and Noel can chime in. I would say, if money isn't an issue, obviously the better choice is Animal Kingdom Lodge. Otherwise, Port Orleans French Quarter is great because it's just so small, and I enjoy it a lot. But you're competing with Riverside in terms of bus stops, things like that, which I don't like. So if all things being equal, I would say Animal Kingdom Lodge. I like it.
Yeah, because I ate there, and we had dinner at Boma, and it just didn't seem like there was, besides the pool area, and I know the area where you're able to look at the animals. Besides that, it didn't really look like a big area like you could roam around in, like Port Orleans.
Let me take that back for a second there, Matt. Only go with Animal Kingdom Lodge if you're getting a Savannah View room. Otherwise, it's not worth it. Save your money and go to Port Orleans French Quarter.
Well, thanks, guys. Go along
with it. No, that's exactly right.
Me too.
Cool. Okay, I'll talk to you guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Cool. Thanks, Matt.
I forget what North Haven's team is.
Indians.
Go Indians. Except when you're playing the Tigers, then that's not going to happen. Thanks. 407-278-5939. Give us a call. And we've got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Big Brian from
Big Brian, what can we do for you?
I heard something about the Pirate and Princess party, and I wanted to hear what you guys had to say about it. I heard
Tune in tomorrow.
Okay.
That's what our show is about tomorrow, so we'll have all of our thoughts and opinions in there.
Well, just in case you haven't heard this.
Sure.
Had you all heard that the riverboat cruise they're doing on the Pirate Princess party isn't like the one they do for the Halloween party, or the ones they used to do for the Halloween parties? I know when I went in 2002, they had a live band and a storyteller doing their thing on the riverboat. This thing is a pre-recorded spiel.
Yeah, that's what I think Deb mentioned that when we recorded that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So
I want to make sure you guys knew that, and I'd just like to hear tomorrow what you guys have to say on that show about it. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
407-278-5939. And we have a call. 401. Is that Rhode Island?
Yes, it is.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
My name's Jamie. How are you?
Good. Jamie, what can we do for you?
I had a couple of quick questions for you guys. I was on at the beginning of the show, and I heard someone asking questions about the dining plan. And one of the issues that we're running into later this year is that there are 8 of us going, 4 adults and 4 children, but half the group has to leave early. And I'm just wondering, because we've never done the dining plan before, if the assignments are per person or if they're treated as a group. And what I mean is if at the end of the trip there's 4 of us and we've got 8 passes left, am I able to use the ones that have someone else's name on them if I'm trying to, you know, let's say double up to get signature meals or things like that?
Jamie, this is Mike Scopa. Let me shed some caution on this, because one of the things that I found out a couple of weeks ago when I was at the marathon, I was asking a lot of questions regarding the dining plan at all the restaurants, and I kept on receiving inconsistent answers. One of the servers told me that the person whose room the name is under will have all that information on his or her card. So, for instance, if your room has 2 adults and 2 children, that will be the information on your Disney dining plan portion of your key card. Now, when I was in other restaurants, I heard something other than that. They said, "Oh no, there's just, you know, so many counter service, so many snacks, so many sit downs." So I don't know if there is a right or wrong answer to give you. It's going to be something that, you know, it's going to depend upon which restaurant you go to. So I just wanted to you know, give you an air of caution on that.
So we may want to try to be more aggressive and use the extra stuff before the other folks
earlier,
go.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, does it help to clarify to say that, you know, we're going to be going and staying in a 2-bedroom at Boardwalk, and it is under my DVC points? Does that increase the likelihood that it would all be lumped under me?
That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question.
You should call and ask this question.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I'm not a DVC person.
Newell is.
We'll let Mike Newell. Yeah, Mike, you take this one, Mike.
I can't answer it, but I'll call if you want.
Yeah, we'll find out. I don't know.
Awesome.
If it would be that's a good question.
All right. Well, I didn't mean to stump, but I do appreciate you guys thinking through it.
Hey, no problem at all.
That's what we need.
And I'll continue to listen as I always do, and maybe you'll be bringing it up on a future show.
When are you going, Jamie?
This is down the road. This is in the early fall. We're just starting to kind of talk about things that we'd like to do. We go enough that we're always trying to try something different, and the dining plan is something we haven't done before.
We should have an answer before then.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah, good thing you didn't write it in.
We should believe it. Yeah, it's good thing you didn't ask this question on email.
On email, yeah. What are you talking about? All our emails are totally answered within a timely fashion.
Fair enough.
Timely meaning the same lifetime as the writer. Yeah, shit.
All right, guys, I don't want to take up. Thanks, Duncan. Bye.
Cool. Thanks.
Go Rams.
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 Yeah, you are I. Rams.
I know.
All right. Oh, I forgot you're
it. Powder blue, you know, whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, New Hampshire doesn't really have any teams, college or otherwise.
Me? Wildcats? One of the, ooh, like, usually top 5 in NCAA hockey.
Oh, hockey.
Although I hate hockey.
Yeah, hockey.
In person, it's a wonderful sport on TV. And I
think in Division I AA football, I think they were in the top three or four this past year.
Any Division III teams that we should know about?
Yeah. But let's take another call.
Central New Hampshire Tech. Wow, that's a big powerhouse.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
This is Ken from Normal. Thanks for the show. Appreciate it. How you doing, guys?
Good. How's it going?
What can we do for you?
Outstanding. That's a question. Last 2 years, we've had the free dining, like in September or so.
Mm-hmm.
What's the odds that they're going to do that again this year?
Yeah, Scopa and I answered this. I think it was our first call tonight, and we're evenly divided. Scopa doesn't think it's going to happen. I do think it's going to happen.
You guys don't think it's going to happen because it doesn't seem so good?
Yeah, I'm siding with Lena. That's what I, or whoever said that it wasn't going to happen. That's my thinking. They've been scaling it back every year.
Let's talk about this for a little bit. If it's going to happen, they will probably announce it sometime in the spring, I'm guessing. So if we don't hear it by June, if we don't hear it by the first week in June, Ken, I'm guessing we're not going to have it. That's my feeling.
We just we surprised the kids last May with a trip. We just took them to Disney. We're watching their videos tonight. We just told them we're going to take them for Christmas. Okay. And we're just lying to them because we're going to take them in October. and surprise them again. But we thought, here's the other question. We're going to probably go September 29th. Now, I know last year it ended at the end of September. If they did have the free dining and it started over 29th, would it count for us, even though it's expired, but we actually started the trip then?
Yeah, I think we'll start. Because that happened with me last year, Ken. My first night was the last day that it was that they were holding it. So my entire 10 days, I was on a 10-day vacation. My entire 10 days was on the free plan. So,
that's excellent. Len, I got to apologize. I'm reading my 2006 book right now, and I'm thinking, boy, there's probably some old stuff in here. I need to get the new one.
if you wait another month, the revised 07 edition is going to come out.
Great. That book, I'll tell you what, the touring plans, your podcast, Ed made our trip, and it was so smooth last year.
Oh, cool.
It was fantastic. And you guys have got me motivated. If we go there, if this trip actually happens, I'm going to do the, was it a 10K race they're doing on October 7th, that Sunday?
Yeah, it's fun.
Race for the Taste, Ken. It's a really, really fun race because you get to run through MGM Studios. You start off at World Sports and you run through MGM Studios and you run through Epcot. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Well, you guys have got me motivated. I've been training for the Chicago Marathon, and that's actually the day of that marathon in Chicago is the 7th. So I'd have to cancel the marathon, but I thought it'd be a fair trade, I guess, to do a trip to Disney World and just run 10K there.
Yeah, I mean, you're closer to Chicago, just get out there and run the race yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. I tried this morning. It was 8 degrees. I said, I don't think so. I'll cancel that one today.
Really. Yeah, okay.
Guys, thanks for what you do. I appreciate it. Thanks for the info, and I'll keep my eyes open on that. The free dining. Okay. I hope it does happen.
Thanks for calling in.
You guys have a good one. All right, see you later.
Thanks.
Bye bye.
Hey, Matt. Yes. Matt, I just got a message from a DVC member. And a listener. His name is Aaron Del Prince, and I want to thank Aaron for sending me this. He's given me the answer to the dining credits question, and I'd like to read it.
Sure, go ahead.
It says, hi, Mike. My name is Aaron. I'm a DVC member. And he says, the dining credits are assigned by room and reservation. All members in a room must be on the dining plan. For instance, if six. Well, we knew that.
Yeah, we knew that.
For instance, if six people and blah, 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 blah. So let's say the reservation is for 5 nights. Everyone in the room would have rice. The credits will be deducted after he answers the question. No, he doesn't answer the question. He says the credits will be deducted after each meal. We knew that. Our reservation number. Their credits need to be used by the last day of the reservation or checkout day at midnight. That's correct. But I think the question that we're trying to answer is how they are assigning, how the dining plan credits look to the restaurant now. Is it divided by adult and child, and is it by party? And I was told in some restaurants that they are looking at it by party now. So, for instance, last year I gave out some free breakfasts one morning with a whole bunch of my friends because I had a bunch of them left over. But they wouldn't allow that if they looked at my card and said, well, wait a minute, you're supposed to be a party of 3 adults or whatever, not 2 adults and 5 children or whatever. So that question still hasn't been answered. But thanks, Aaron, for sending that in.